Hi, this is Patricia Raskin. Welcome back to Positive Living. I have a fabulous guest on tonight that I'm very excited about, world-renowned. His name is Jack Canfield. He is co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And he's the author of the brand new book, hot off the press, You've Got to Read This Book. That's the title of the book. And the subtitle is 55 People Tell the Story of the Book That Changed Their Life. Jack Canfield is a world-renowned motivational speaker, as well as the founder and co-author of the number one New York Times best-selling Chicken Soup for the Soul series, which currently boasts over 80 titles with over 80 million copies in print in over 39 languages. He is the founder of the Self-Esteem Seminars and has led workshops and given talks to over 1 million people in every state of the United States and 20 countries. His background includes a BA from Harvard, a master's degree from University of Massachusetts, and an honorary doctorate in human behavior from the University of Santa Monica. And again, he's appeared on over 600 radio shows and 200 television shows. Wow, Jack, are you impressed when you read that? You must be.
No, it just makes me tired to think about all that.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Well, it's really amazing. I mean, the effect that your work has had on so many millions of people. Let's talk about why you chose these authors. I mean, not all of the people. You've chosen 55 people to tell the story of the book that changed their life. Not all these people are well known to everybody. How did you choose them?
Well, we picked people that some we knew, some were our friends, some we'd heard about. Like Cheryl Leach, you don't know her name, but you know the name Barney, the famous purple dinosaur on children's television. And she was the creator of that. She started telling those stories to her children and then realized that if it was working with her kids, it would probably work with other kids. So there's lots of people there. Malachi McCourt, a famous author. His brother's more famous. Frank McCourt, who wrote Angela's Ashes. And we could go down the list. Bill Clinton's roommate, Pierce O'Donnell, when he was in law school, and now a famous lawyer. Pat Williams, the vice president of the Orlando Magic basketball team. Mm-hmm. Louise Hay, a wonderful writer.
Oh, she's incredible.
About healing. Mm-hmm. You know, Dave Barry, the humorist. Bernie Siegel, the doctor who really helped us understand about how to heal cancer.
He was one of the pioneers.
Yeah, and they were people that we went after, people that were influential, who'd made a difference, who'd been around for a while, who'd done something significant, but all of them started out as ordinary people. Mm-hmm. Jim McCann, who started the company 1-800-Flowers, it's now a huge international number you call to send flowers to your friends. He was a social worker in New York working with disturbed children. Mm-hmm. And as you know, most social workers don't make enough money. So on the weekends, he worked in a flower shop. Mm-hmm. And because of the book he read, he treated everyone with greater love and respect than most people do.
And what was the book?
The book was called Scripts People Live by Claude Steiner. It's an old book about transactional analysis back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a book I read way back then, too, that affected me. And because he realized everyone just wanted to be loved and appreciated and made to feel important, that's what he did, and now he's the head of a multi-billion-dollar company.
What about Wally Amos, who did those wonderful cookies?
Yeah. Wally's a good friend of mine, and famous Amos cookies. Everyone's heard of them. In fact, I was in a hotel recently. There was a little can of them in the minibar in the hotel. And so Wally, he's a guy who is probably, without a doubt, the happiest, most upbeat person I've ever met. And he attributes it to a book he read called Love is Letting Go of Fear.
Oh, by Jerry Gimpolsky. Fabulous book. I have that, too. Fabulous.
Yeah, and I know Jerry as well. I've met Jerry a couple times. And I had read that same book. And I have to tell you, it was a very funny story. I'm sitting in a bus station. There was a big tornado that went through Hartford, Connecticut. I was living in Massachusetts.
Which is where I'm from.
I was supposed to fly into the Hartford airport, get my car, and drive up to Amherst. But the tornado had gone right through the airport. You couldn't get your car. You have to take a bus home. So I'm waiting in the bus station. I'm sitting next to this person who's kind of homeless looking, looks a little whacked out, a little crazy, smelled. And I thought, God, do I really want to talk to this person? I was kind of ignoring him. Then I'm reading this book about love. So I said, this doesn't make any sense. So I turned to the person and started having this conversation. Turned out they had just escaped from a mental institution. And were running away, and through the conversation over the next half hour, I really got to know them and care about them and was able to convince them to call and recommit themselves. And if I had not reached out, that wouldn't have happened. And so I learned that too many times I prejudge people, and I don't allow myself to open myself to the relationship where I can learn something or I can be of help.
We also don't know what words we're using that affect other people.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you don't know, or a year later or two, somebody will come up to you and say, you know, that program you did or that thing you said to me changed my life, and you have no idea that happened.
And what's amazing, I have that same experience, and half the time they tell me what I said, and I don't even remember saying it.
Interesting.
You never know how important your words can be to another person.
Mm-hmm. So you should choose them carefully, shouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, you remember who Buckminster Fuller was?
Yes.
And, you know, Bucky was one of the great scientists and physicists and also a great humanitarian. And you may remember, he became so clear about the importance of words that he stopped talking for a whole year. And when he added words back into his vocabulary, he only used words that had purpose and that would uplift. And literally he became one of the greatest, really healers and transformational leaders of our time. But it was all through the power of words.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Of all the 55 people that you interviewed, which one inspired you the most in terms of what they had to say?
Well, so many of them, but I think one of the most inspirational stories is about a young man named Farrah Gray, who at the age of 9 decided to start a business to help his mom. They were living in the ghetto in Chicago. So he went and found rocks, and he simply painted them with some paint and went around the neighborhood selling the rocks for a dollar. And he made $50 that day, and it kind of sparked his entrepreneurial spirit, took his mom out to what he called a real sit-down dinner. And at the age of 11, he was still wanting to make money and be entrepreneurial. And he realized that some people worked really hard but had no money, and some people didn't work hardly at all and had a lot of money. And he was curious about it, so he started reading books about success. Here he's 11. And he found this book by Deepak Chopra called The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was he got that book and read it fully. There's something on my desk that's beeping. I apologize for that.
Okay.
And what he did was he went and I see what it is. There it goes. And what he did was he read the book, and at the age of 11, he started 14 businesses because of it.
Mm.
And by 14, he was a millionaire.
Mm.
And he had created a club and brought in business leaders to talk to the other 11-year-olds in the community.
Mm.
It was called UNEEQ, which was the Urban Neighborhood Economic Evolution Council.
Mm-hmm.
And he raised $15,000 in venture capital from these businessmen who came in. And now he's 21 years old.
Mm.
He has his own real estate agency.
Amazing.
He's a multimillionaire, and he's written a book called The Realionaire, which is there's more about the money. If you're going to be really a millionaire, you have to be wealthy in spirit, wealthy in health, wealthy in friends, as wealthy as you are in money.
Wonderful. All right, and on that note, we're going to take a break. My guest is the renowned, inspirational, motivational Jack Canfield. He is the co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series and the author of the brand-new book of many, You've Got to Read This Book. That's the title. And the subtitle is 55 People Tell the Story of the Book That Changed Their Life. He co-authored this book with Gay Hendricks. When we come back, we're going to talk more to Jack about the inspirational people who told what their favorite book was. And again, this is a specially pre-recorded program for you folks. We're very fortunate to have on Jack Canfield, who is the renowned motivational speaker and founder and co-author of the number one New York Times bestselling Chicken Soup for the Soul series. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.